Around the world, there is a greater feeling of unrest. The intuitive aspects of each being awakened to the energy atmosphere of the planet is resonating with a focus of attention placed upon this single planet by the entire galaxy. Your fellow awake and aware cohabitants are certainly noticing what's going on here. This is different from the suffocating direct manipulative energies that are being diffused upon your conscious awareness. The galactic attention is coming through energies too subtle to be picked up by mechanistic methods and used by those of focused dark intent. The opposition must attain its end by employing methods of suppression of the natural expansive movement of thought within manifested form. What is flowing into your mass consciousness from the galaxy that surrounds you is of a natural expansive quality. It is received within the awareness and then follows its expansive nature and arises exponentially outward into conscious awareness as dreams and sleep patterns that are not restful. The governing factor with regard to the receiving of this galactic message is the degree which the inner awareness of each individual being has been suppressed. How slow is the vibratory rate of being? Can it receive the stimulation of the higher and more rapid vibration of this galactic thought form? This is not a message of condolence that is being sent by sympathetic individuals. That is a trick of the lower dark energies, another of their suppression techniques. Rather, this is a focus of stimulation so that the receptors of light which hold each in focus may be returned to greater use. So you begin to see that there are two focus of energy in motion, one of suppression and one of stimulation. We prefer not to use terminology of war here, but it can be noted that the battle for this planet is already underway. Not as depicted with the carnage everywhere being created by both sides, but in claiming and returning of the soul energies. The one side is planning for many, the other for all. Remember, if one tiny unit of energy is truly destroyed, then the totality of all is lost. The source of all that is expansive in nature. The energy can change form through what appears to be the rise and fall, the birth and death of form, but the energy that is at the very basis of this phenomena is always present. A polarity always exists within the format of this ever-present energy. However, it does not have to be present in the format of what you perceive as evil dark forces. That opposite polarity is another subject. What you must understand is that what appears to be the opposite polarity in the experience of planet Earth is an aberration, a distorted use of the polarity in energy. It is the exception, not the norm. The more clearly that you understand what is available to you within the context of this situation, the more easily you will be able to maintain the focus of your purpose within energies that are in motion around and through you. It's easier to succumb to the energies of suppression in the same moments of your time than to maintain your focus upon the stimulating energies that are acting within you. The battle is not upon the surface of the planet, as you've been told, but is within the individual awareness, and it is by definition also within the planetary awareness. It's either understood or misunderstood that within the planetary awareness, the minds of humanity in combination are the conscious awareness of the planet itself. Therefore, the transformation of the planet earned by her through her repeated motherhood of evolving civilization hinges upon the transformation of her current resident civilization. You can begin to understand that the unity of this evolvement process brings forth the potential for misuse. This inner coagulation of energetic purpose is organized for the process of transcendence. The polar opposite conceived one-world suppression rather than planetary expansive transformation into higher dimension vibratory experience. With the presence of so much heavy energy, thought exchange between planetary inhabitants, mind-to-mind exchange of conceptual understanding has reached a very low ebb. This has resulted in a proliferation of mechanized communication, each representing the abilities once in common use by you without a manifested device to make it possible. With the rapid advance of these technologies or devices through the focus on heavy, slow vibratory manifestation, what appears to be marvelous advancement is indeed quite the opposite. It represents a loss of ability to focus the formative, expansive use of the power of thought inherent with all creation. Sleight of mind is at work again, diverting your attention from the potentiality of creating outward from within to the use of the outer mind activity of analysis and manipulation of your manifested reality. The natural flow would be toward the exploration of the inner awareness and manifestation outward into your realities, the greater experiences to be found there. Where do you think the greater people serving ideas come from? Instead, These are being twisted into people suppressing uses right before your eyes while you fail to observe what is at work. All the while, you're watching the show being staged, diverting your attention. So now the fun begins in earnest. You're making your final attempts to reach the inner awareness of as many as possible through the last available use of their technologies, but you're also beginning to join forces with the inner energy stimulation. You too are receiving the stimulation. Indeed, you are like the repeater stations that your radio stations use. You are serving multiple purposes, and you are perfectly aware of doing this within the inner awareness portions of your totality of experience. Trust the process and hold the pole, so to speak. All is far from loss. Welcome to the winning side. Focus and manifest.